Good morning, everyone. Good evening, good afternoon, wherever you may be calling in from or looking at this webinar or watching it in the future. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and hanging out with me today. I'm excited to share this information, and this is going to be a little bit different of a webinar than I normally do. Normally, there's some sort of like big formal presentation, then I go into the live demo and things along those lines, but I'm not going to do that today. Today, we're just going to dive in and we're going to get started just looking at how we can bring a website from online, bring it to our local computer, and then how we can push it out local or push it from our local system back out onto the network or back out to make it live. And there's a couple different ways to do this. I guess first, let me back up just a second. My name is Dustin Hartzler, and I do run this website, yourwebsiteengineer.com, and I am just really excited and happy to be here today. I love WordPress. I love helping others use WordPress better. I know that I've spent hundreds of hours just trying to figure out configuration things and different things along those lines, and I don't want you guys to have to struggle through that. I mean, I did it just because like I was interested in learning it, but it doesn't have to be hard, and it doesn't have to be, you know, very time-consuming to get things set up. So today, I thought, since I get a lot of questions quite regularly about how do you run WordPress locally on a system, I figured I could do a whole webinar on this topic. So it's going to be mostly demo, and feel free to break in with any questions that you may have as it's going. I've got the question window open in another browser or another window here so I can see it as we're going, and I'm happy to answer any questions. Since I'm not in a formal presentation, I can answer those at any time. So just, I guess, as a recap, and also this is recorded, so you'll be seeing a recording of this, and you'll get this later today as well. But how running WordPress locally works is basically what you have to do is you have to set up an area on your computer, and you have to set up a database to run on your computer. And you have to basically turn on the database to run Apache is what it's called. It's just a basic Apache is just the server, the OS that the server runs on. So think Windows, Mac, Linux, you know, Apache is what's usually running on a website, or that's the software that's running behind the scenes to make your website display online. And so there's a few different ways that we can do this. There's a program called MAMP that you can find out more at. I believe it's MAMP.info. Or it's just MAMP.info. There's another one called XAMPP XAMPP. There's one called WAMP, which is a Windows version, WAMP. So there is some crazy, like there's a lots of different ways to do it, but they're all very manual. They're very tedious. And what I found too is what happens when you set up these local configurations, that usually there's some sort of permissions error that you get because you don't have enough access to actually write files to the system. It's just a complete pain. And so I wanted to show you something different. And this is something that maybe that you've seen before, and it's called Desktop Server. We're going to get into this in just a second, but I'm really excited because Desktop Server has a free version. They have a premium version, but this is what I use typically when I set up a site locally on my computer. So that's really, really cool. And we'll get to that in just a second. I had something that I thought of that I was going to show you first, but I can't remember what that is. So let's just go ahead and dive right in to ServerPress. And so you head on over to serverpress.com. And again, this isn't a commercial for them. This isn't like I have no affiliate relationship with them, but this is just what I found that works the easiest and works the best when it comes to setting up WordPress locally on your system. And so what this is it's a program called Desktop Server. And how it works is it's a program that you install standalone on your computer, and it goes in and sets up all the configuration that you need to run WordPress locally. And it's a couple clicks. You can have a WordPress site up and running, and you can use it, and you can, then there's, I mean, the benefits of using WordPress locally, you know, I couldn't even explain all of them, but a couple of them that come to mind real quick is you can work when you're offline. So if you're on an airplane, if you're sitting by the beach, if you, you know, or somewhere where you have no internet access, you can work on your website and you can tweak things and you can change things and you can modify things. Another thing that you can do is a great reason for running it locally is the updates are so much faster. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but if you're working on your website that's maybe hosted on a shared hosting account, or you have a slow internet connection, like you can make a change and then you can click save, and then it takes a while to update, and then you have to go and refresh, and then it takes a while. When you're running everything locally, like it doesn't take forever for your computer browser to go out, get the information, come back. It's all local on your computer, so it runs much quicker. Another version or another reason is, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a local copy to be doing this, but you should always be testing things on a additional copy of your website before it actually goes live. So what I mean by that is, like, when WordPress, you know, 3.8 comes out, you probably should be checking this before you actually go live on your site. If you crash a development site, it is a whole lot stress. There's a lot less stress involved than if you crash a live site that, you know, is making you money or people are counting on it for a resource or things like that. So I really like creating. I really like using a development version on my own computer for everything that I do. If I'm trying to modify a theme or change things, I'll do that locally first, and then I push those changes from my local system to the cloud. If I'm updating a plugin or I want to make sure that a certain plugin doesn't conflict with something else, I do that all locally as well. So those are some reasons that you can use ServerPress or using a local environment. And this works for both Mac and PC, so that's a good thing. And here are some of the, it's just a comparison matrix. There's a lot of things that you can do with the desktop server limited that you can, it's a lot more than you can even do with even the Bitnami WordPress, the Instant WP, MAMP Pro, MAMP, XAMPP, and WAMP. And so today, well, I'm actually going to show off the premium version, but everything that I do for the most part, or a lot of the things that I do for the most part are, it can be done with the limited version. And so I want to go through how to, I'm actually going to take a website from that's out there locally, or it's, I'm going to take a website that's live on the web, and you're going to see a horrible website that I created years and years ago that I've never done anything with, and it's severely outdated. And I just, because I just want to show you what you can do, how you can take a website from that configuration and bring it local. You can see that it's exactly the same. And then I'm going to show you how you can push it live, which is like they call it direct deploy. And what that actually does is it actually takes all the settings that are on your local machine and it pushes it out to your WordPress website. And I believe that's a premium feature to do that advanced deploy, but there's other ways that you can actually export from your local system and get it onto the cloud if you like as well. So that's what I'm going to do. And we're going to go ahead and get started. First, the website in question, the website that we'll be working on today, is called Business Online Podcast. This is a little top secret information for me. This was actually my very first podcast. It was actually created and started well before yourwebsiteengineer.com did. Let's see actually when this actually started. I started yourwebsiteengineer.com. I guess it's not going to show me here. But anyways, this actually happened, I believe, in October 2010, and I started yourwebsiteengineer.com in December of 2010, so just a couple months. And then I realized I didn't really like this brand. I wanted to get more focused and whatnot. So that's what I ended up doing, and I made a huge switch, and I think that switch was for the better. But Business Online Podcast is an old website. I usually keep an eye on it and update it regularly, but sometimes I forget that I need to update it regularly. So let's go into look at the dashboard. And the dashboard, I'm very ashamed to say that this particular site, and I did this specifically for this reason, so we could see this as an example, but I'm running WordPress 3.6.1. I've got some spam comments that are there. I've got, basically what I wanted to do is I wanted to showcase that when we create a website within desktop server and we pull it down from the cloud, it's going to show you it's going to have the exact same settings and configuration. So that's what I want to do. That's what I want to kind of show off today. So the very first thing to do is you can download desktop server. You can do that from their website. You can do it from the products area, or even right in here. There's ways that you can download. You can get the free trial. It's on this page somewhere. Products downloads. I guess it's on the downloads page. So we can go and download. I've already done this just so we don't have to, you know, waste time actually setting it up. But basically what you want to do is you want to try it depends on if you want to buy it. You can do that here. If you want to use the free version, I highly recommend using the free version first. And then that way you can, once you have the free version, you can use it. And then if you need to upgrade, you can upgrade. And it's very, very simple to do that. That's what I did to get started, because I was a skeptic like you. I mean, I wasn't very sure how it was going to work, that I didn't know exactly how it was going to work. I loved the MAMP setup, but it was very hard for me to teach others how to use MAMP because there's a lot of configurations and whatnot. So I tried the desktop server limited and liked it. And so then I went ahead and upgraded. So let's go ahead, and I've got it open here and and running, there's the icon. And basically what happens is when you turn it on and load it, it's going to have different configuration options or different options that you can do. And since I'm on the professional version, it's got a few more different things running. But what we want to do is we actually want to just create a new development website. And so what we want to do is we want to go ahead and when you download the version from desktop server, it actually saves these blueprints, they're called. And depending on when you download that, it's going to have the most recent version of WordPress. And so I already have that saved as the most current version. So any website that I quote unquote spin up is going to be running WordPress 3.7.1. And so the site name for this example, we're just going to call it a business online podcast, we'll call it BOP, and it gives it a fake domain name of .dev. And how this works is instead of going to like businessonlinepodcast.com, this we can go in our web browser to bop.dev. And that's all it is. It makes it so much easier. If you're on a MAMP system or XAMPP, you have to go localhost :8888/ yada yada yada. You know, it's really a big pain. So that's one of the great things, the cool features that I like about desktop server. It's as easy as creating this button. You know, click next. It's creating the source folder. It's creating the database. It's configuring WordPress, and then it's restarting the web and database services. We can go ahead and click next, and if we click on the HTTP, we can basically set up WordPress now. So it doesn't do any configuration. It doesn't automatically give you a username and password or anything like that. And so you want to go ahead and set this stuff up. So we're going to call this Business Online Podcast. I can't believe I'm doing a webinar about this website that I don't no longer use. And so we'll put a username of Dustin, and we're going to put a password of pass. Please don't do as I do for this example. And we'll put in my email address there and we'll install WordPress. I don't need to save this in LastPass. And then we can go ahead and log in once it's successfully set up. Then what we can do is we can log in. If you remember, it's Dustin and pass is the password. And we don't want to save that either. We will save it here though, just in case we need it. And so you can see up here, the domain name is bop.dev/wp-admin. And it's got everything running. It's using WordPress 3.7. It's got, you know, it's a brand new website. You can start using this however you like. There's some really cool things that you can do from here. You can install different plugins to like suck down your website. One of the ones that I'm a big fan of is Migrate DB Pro is one that basically will go out and it'll mirror your databases. So that one's pretty cool. That one can do some really neat things, but you have to manually move your host files or your source files, your themes, your plugins, stuff like that. So I don't want to do that right now because that's a little bit time consuming and it takes a few more plugins and some premium stuff. So basically what I want to do is I'm going to export stuff from this website and then move it down to my local development. So remember, I've got it installed here locally. Everything's running locally. And with that, it works. You know, we've got the appearance. If we go into themes, we've got just our basic themes there. There's really no content here. It looks just like a normal website would when you install it very fresh, right out of the box, you know, the 2013 theme. But what we want to do is we want to get this. We want this site to look exactly like the businessonlinepodcast.com. So there's a really good plugin that you can use out there. You can use Backup Buddy. The one that I'm going to showcase and highlight today is actually called Duplicator. And you can find that if you go to add new and then type in Duplicator. I've already got it the sake of time. I've already installed it. But we can go right over to Duplicator and we can go to Packages. And this gives us the ability to create a new package. And basically what that's going to do is that's going to take all of the information that's in the database and all of the information that is in the all of our themes, our plugins, our uploads, all that kind of stuff. It's going to create these type of packages. So we're ready to create a new one here. So to create a new one, we can click this button right here. And we can see that, of course, it gives us some kind of error because that's what happens in live demos. Let's try. Okay, so we'll just call this package the default. It's just going to name it. It's basically going to create a snapshot of everything that we have. And so we'll go ahead and create that. I believe the error message was coming because the last time I just ran this as a trial right before this webinar, and it already had generated some files inside my web server, so I didn't need those anymore. So now the next step is we've got our details here. We've got our username, and our size is 41.85 megabytes. Again, bigger sites are going to take longer to do this, and that's one of the reasons that I'm showcasing this site today, because there's not a lot of content here. There's not a lot of data. So the next step is you actually have to install an installer and a package. So we'll download this and we'll download this. These are just two pieces that we need to get our site up and running so we can use the duplicator on our other site. So basically now I'm going to go back over to our Business Online Podcast. I want to, I guess I really don't need to do anything here. I was going to install a plugin, but that's not necessary. And then we've got this information, we've got both the installer and the package. So let's go ahead and open those in the Finder window. And I have ridiculously too many of these open. So let's close a few of these. Sorry about that. And let's see here. From downloads, we'll open this file here. And the site that we're doing is bop.dev. I'll open two tabs here so we can see them side by side. And what we want to do in bop.dev is we want to put this package in here. So that's basically, we're putting all that data, all that package in there. And then we want to take the installer, and we want to put it in here as well. Now, one of the things that is kind of a bummer and kind of just the way that the duplicator plugin works is it actually wants a completely blank website on the inside. So it doesn't want any information. It doesn't want WordPress installed. It doesn't want, you know, all your configuration files and whatnot. So basically what we have to do is we have to get rid of WordPress that's already running on our computer, which I know sounds backwards, and it is really, but this is the kind of the simplest way that I found, the kind of the step-by-step method that I found that's usually the easiest. So what you need is you need to jot down a few information pieces from the wp-config file. Normally what I do is I'll just go ahead and drag this over here because I know that I'm going to need it in just a minute, and then I can go and I can remove all of these files here. Let's delete those, and we'll delete this file as well. So basically we can only have the installer and the package in our subdirectory, or our directory, if you will. So now if we go to businessonlinepodcast.dev/index or installer and hit enter, it's going to look, it's going to see that we've got all of our requirements are going to pass. If not, it gives you a red error here and it tells you what you need to do and what you need to fix. And so what we want to do is we need a username, a password, and a database username. So remember the files that I kept separate. It's in the wp-config file. Let me open that here real quick so we can look at that. But basically we need the username, or this is the database name, the username, and the password. So here is the username and the database name. So that's the same. So I just copied that, and I am going to paste it in the username and the database name. And then I am going to take the password, and I'm going to copy that, and I'm going to put that in the password box. And then since we already have WordPress installed, we want to go ahead and check the box here that's the table removal. Again, you can do all of this with Backup Buddy if you like, if you have that plugin running. But I found that this one does pretty much the same thing. The UI is not quite as sweet. So it looks like we've got everything set up. All the configuration is working properly. And we can do some advanced settings if we want. We can say, yes, we've read all warnings and we're going to deploy. So we'll say, okay. And it's going to take a few seconds here. Now we have our old settings and our new settings. So the old URL was businessonlinepodcast.com, and that was found in this directory on our server. Now we want to tell it that we want to change all of the URLs from businessonlinepodcast.com to bop.dev. And then we want to take the path. This is just my path on my local machine. And this is the title. That's the title that is pulled in from the original account. And so we'll just go ahead and run an update here. And that's changing all of those different things. It's giving us a warning that we need to resave permalinks to make sure that that works properly. We can now delete the installer files. We can test our site and we can view the report. So we can go ahead and do all of those things if we like. Now if we just go back, we can do we can log in here, and I believe you have to now use your password from your Business Online Podcast. So your original password, so the one that you set up for your local install, is no longer good. So you have to actually you log in with your credentials from before. So it's basically doing a mirror of everything. And now we can see that if we go to businessonlinepodcast.com or bop.dev, we can take a look, and this site should look just like this site. And as you can see, as I tab from tab to tab, there's really no differences. You can see that this one has some of the flash blocked because I haven't unblocked that. I have a flash blocker on my site. But other than that, it's completely the same. Both things are the same. Now, the hardest thing in the world when it comes to running locally to running you're running a local copy and your live copy is keeping them straight. So as you can see, everything looks the same. The dashboards are identical. So if we go in and we look at the dashboard, we can see that the dashboard here, has 18 posts and 341 comments. WordPress is out of date. And we have 18 posts, 341 columns, comments, and WordPress is out of date as well. So you can see that it's really hard. And I know that for a fact for me, like I have changed files locally, but then refreshed my page on the server. And like, why are my changes not coming in? Like my new blog post is in there, or this, that, and the other. And so that's the hardest thing. Sometimes what I like to do is keep two separate windows, or have a development site in Chrome and maybe my dev site in Safari or another program, or keep them on two different screens. Do something to keep them separate enough. I also sometimes will I'll change the background on the local site just so I can see that when I'm looking at them refreshing, I'm like, oh, the background is gray here instead of blue, or whatever that is. So those are some tips there. So that's how that works. I do see a question here. There's a couple of the questions that we will get to as they come, or I might just answer them at the end. I see one from Kevin that says, could you please review deleting the WordPress files? Yeah, so when desktop server, when it installs, it actually installs things I think by default on the Mac, it's going to put them in your Documents folder in WordPress, or Documents folder and then in Websites. And so if you go to that folder itself, we've got Websites, it's in Documents, and then Websites, and then we've got bop.dev, and then it also has example.dev. This was another one that I set up earlier, and it's got all of these files are just WordPress files. And so you can pretty much delete everything except the installer.php and this package. And that's just the easiest way to do it, and then just delete it all. So essentially, you're setting up WordPress. And that mainly is getting the reason that I do that is because that will automatically set up my database. Otherwise, you can go, like, if you actually didn't want to install WordPress and then delete WordPress and then, run this installer with the package, what you can do is you can actually just create a database and create the credentials for the database and then run the package. And so this was just an easier way to do this because I like trying to save steps. And if the system, desktop server can automatically send me or automatically set up a database for me, that's going to save me steps. And so that's what I go ahead and do. Remember that error or that message did say that we want to just remove these packages now, so we can remove this and installer, anything that's got installer in front of it. So we can go ahead and remove those as well as they're going. I'm just going to leave them here for the time being. But look here now, we're running on the dev site. We don't need to save this password, but we want to go ahead and update. So we want to make sure that everything is going to work nicely with the WordPress 3.7.1 update. Yeah. So we can go ahead and we can upgrade. Now we can see that everything is upgraded. Let's take a look at our site to make sure nothing has really broken yet. Let's see. Everything looks good so far. Everything appears to be working perfectly and properly. So we know that problem didn't really affect anything. So we can be sure that, okay, now on our live site, what we could do, we could go in and we could update now, but we're going to make all of our changes here locally on my computer. And then I'm going to show you how you can push all of these back up to the cloud. So one thing that we should do is just to make sure that things are just a little bit different, we should add a new post. I'm just going to call this 018 because that's the next one in the series, and I'm going to call this a live webinar post. And I've got some filler text here in Text Expander to maybe not. Guess Text Expander is not running for some reason. So we'll just put in a little bit of text here. We'll call this a podcast and we'll go ahead and publish this. And so we can see that when we refresh here on our local site, that we do have the live webinar post. It did refresh very, very quickly. And so you know that we are running locally. So those are basically the things you can do. Now we can go in if we needed to. We can go and we can install our new plugins. We can update them. We can change the comments. The big thing that I wanted to do by adding that new post is now we have 19 posts here. So when we move this or we export this up to the cloud, up to our your live site, we can go ahead and see that those changes have been made. And so basically, I'm not going to do a demo here of all of the things that you can do locally. Basically, you can do anything that you want. So if you need to add a new plugin, if you wanted to go in and add new, we can just add a new, let's see, whatever this plugin, the first one that comes up, we're going to go ahead and install. And it says okay, and it's going to install a package and it's going to activate. So very simple. You can do everything that you can do locally, you can do online. One thing that you do have to know though, like occasionally, like if you're running locally, like on an airplane with no internet connection or whatnot, and you have things like a Facebook post or your Facebook widget box or Twitter feed or stuff like that, sometimes that could make your site go a little bit wonky because you can't get that information as there's no data out there. You're not connected to the web. But other than that, for the most part, everything should work perfectly fine and look perfectly fine on your site or on your page. And those things will work fine on the dev site. Your Twitter stream and everything will work perfectly fine if you are connected to the internet. So even if you're using local and you connect to the internet, everything will work perfectly fine. So we also want to update those permalinks. That was something that was mentioned after our install. And so we want to go ahead and we can do that right here at the permalink section. This basically, we just need to really, we don't even have to do anything. Sometimes I like to click the default and they go back to post name. But basically all you have to do is come to this page and click save changes. And that's going to update the permalink structure. That basically rewrites and creates a .ht access file that's going to give, to let your server, which in this case now is my MacBook Pro, it's going to give us the, it's going to tell it, hey, you need to rewrite these URLs in a little bit different manner. So you want to go ahead and do that as well. So now what we want to do is we want to push this stuff. We want to get this, we want to take the bop.dev and we want to change, make these update changes, and we want to push them out to the cloud. We want to push them up to our website. So how do we do that? The next thing that we want to do is, I can't believe I forget what I was going to, how I was going to do that. Did I uninstall it? Oh, you have to install it on your local site. And I guess I didn't do that. I did that on my dev site earlier, but we have to go in and we actually have to type in and install desktop server. And it's all one word. If you put a space in between the words, it's not going to find it. So desktop server, all one word, and we want to go ahead and install that now. And yes, we are sure we want to do that. And we're going to go ahead and activate that plugin. And this will give us the ability to push out what we need to. So we want to go to desktop server. Where is it in here? Course, I'm not gonna. I promise I've done this before and I've used it and it worked flawlessly. Where's the settings panel? How do you? Oh, duh. So this actually is done through the desktop server site itself. So we're back in the program. It has nothing to do. Sorry about that. It doesn't have anything to do with your website in general. And you don't actually have to install it on your local. You don't have to install that plugin locally on your computer. It just goes on your main site. So I already have that installed over here at had a brain freeze there for a second, but I installed that here on the main site. Could have sworn I did. I will install it one more time. Man, my brain is going crazy this morning. But basically how this works is we want to go ahead and we want to export or share a website. So, and this is a premium version of desktop server. And so we want to export or deploy a WordPress website. So we want to take it from, right now we have it at bop.dev. If we click on the drop-down menu, that's what we'll select here. And we want to export it as, and we're doing this export here, and that's basically going to rewrite and change all the URLs. So we want to go businessonlinepodcast.com. And if you are using a, if you don't have the premium version, you can export it as a web archive. And basically you can do the same thing as you did before to get it set up. So what you can do is you can go, you can install the installer, and it'll give you the, it will give you the export file. You can unzip that. You can put that on your server. You can delete all of your WordPress files, and then you can export from there. But we're going to use the direct deploy from a username, or the direct deploy to an existing server. So we'll put in my username here. Again, do as I say, not as I do. And the plugin, I guess, is not here. It needs to be activated on our live site. So you have to, on your live site, you have to be running the WordPress desktop server for WordPress. You have to just have that running. There's no configuration. There's no setup. Everything is done through the program itself. So we go back. We'll look here. We're going to direct deploy. It's going to ask for a username and password. And we can go and we can look, and it looks like that's good. And then what we can do is we can encourage search engine optimization and visibility. We can purge post page revisions. So we can do that. We can do custom scrubbing options, and we can deploy database only. So we can, if we just wanted to deploy the database, that's basically just going to upgrade any post or page or any content online. But if we want to do everything, if we want to push all of our changes, we can do, we don't have to check that box. So now we'll go ahead and click next. It's going to look for the files that need to be changed, and it's going to transfer these files up to the server. So that's the part that's going to take probably the longest. It depends, again, on your server. It depends on how big of a files that you're trying to push up there. It depends on a whole lot of things. You know, it really depends. So especially since we changed WordPress core, it's probably going to take a little bit of time to get that pushed up there. I'm going to go ahead while we're waiting here and look at some of the questions that that have come in during the time. And Eric asked, didn't you have a podcast with someone that had software that did this? Yeah, I actually had the guys from Desktop Server, a couple of them I met at a WordCamp in Grand Rapids. I had them come on and kind of tell us about this, how it works, and those types of things. So, so yeah, that's what I did. And will you walk through how you can backup download a site and then run it through ServerPress? Yep, we've worked on that. Can you download a website that wasn't created in WordPress to your local server, convert it there, then deploy? How do you convert it? Yeah, Ed, that's a great question. You can, if I'm not mistaken, you can do a clone. Well, to clone it is basically you would have to go to your, using an FTP server, you could go and you could just drag all of the files from your server and you could put those right on your computer in a folder. And basically when you're running a non-WordPress site, if you double click on a file that has an extension .html, it's going to automatically open up your browser. So it would automatically open your browser up, and then you could see the you could see exactly what that looks like. There's a lot of steps to create and to turn it into a WordPress theme. And so what I would do is I would install a dev site locally on your computer, and then have all these other files locally on your computer as well, and create a generic theme. And then I believe there's a webinar, there's at least a classroom that I did that shows how to take HTML documents and turn them into a WordPress theme. So I can't go over that right now, but there is a way that you can do that. John asked, what happens if your offline website gets out of sync, i.e. comments, orders, with your live website? Can you do a merge when you write it back? Yeah, that is a superb question. I'm not sure if Desktop Server can do this or not. I actually use another program to do that. And in my program that I use, and it's a plugin, it's called Migrate DB Pro. That is a premium plugin. I forget what it costs off the top of my head, but basically that can help you keep your databases in sync, because that's a great point. You don't want to overwrite new sales and comments and stuff that are happening locally on your site. I think this will do it as well, because it is doing a comparison and it is, you know, doing the things that it needs to do to make sure that it's not overwriting content that's new. But I don't know. I always use what I like about the Migrate DB Pro is the ability to, You can use Migrate DB Pro, and I use that to suck down the database to my local site. So I use that, and then if I need to push back up, I can. But most of the time, I'm using Migrate DB Pro to get the most recent version of my website locally on my computer. So that's what I use that for, and that's how I keep things in sync. Tim asks, how can you add newer versions of WordPress when they arrive? I'll go over that here in a second once this transfer is complete. How do you set up the permalinks? We did that. And then, yeah, that question was good. Keith says, discount codes. I should be able to find a discount code for you while this is doing this. I did have these guys on my show, and they gave me a discount code for that episode. If we look at desktop server, there's probably a space. That was episode number 145. That was a while ago. That was a few months back. And I believe they still have a coupon code here that you can use. If you try original49 as the coupon code, you might be... Oh, that says it'll be valid till October 31st. And if you try limited20, you can get a 20% discount. So you could try that. See if the original49 still works. If so, use it. If not, limited 20%. And it just worked out that it was originally $49, and then we interviewed, and then they upped their price the next week afterwards, so they were giving me a discount for a while. So I would try either of those codes, and maybe I might be able to find another code as well. And these guys are, they're great. They support, they do a lot of awesome things for the WordPress community. They have sponsored several different WordCamp events, so it's really, really cool that we have people like us. It's just a three-person company, very small, but they do some amazing things. And we're at version 3.6 now. Version 4.0 is coming out real soon, and I believe in the next year, and they've got some really cool features that are planned for that as well. So looks like we're getting close to getting the files transferred over. The 20% off, Eric says, does work. And again, don't go out there and just buy it because I'm showing you. I would honestly run the limited free trial first. If you have less than three sites and you don't want, you don't need all the bells and whistles, go ahead and just use, the free program that's out there. So we're getting really close. We've got the files transferring to the server, and hopefully the next button here will... Okay, now the database is getting loaded. So that means we transferred all the files. So that means all of the WordPress stuff is now updated. There's only one database file, so that's working on that. That's going to update with our new post that we posted out there. We're going to clean up the temporary files. It's done deploying, and we can click next to continue. So then if we want to, we can go on over to Business Online Podcast. Let's do a... let's scroll up here to the dashboard. Let that reload here in a second. You can see that now we do have 19 posts, and we're running WordPress 3.7.1. And so that's really cool. There's a lot of really neat things that just happened here. We can go and we can look at our plugins as well. Remember, we installed some random plugin, Advanced Page Manager, I believe is what it was, and that is here as well. So it took everything that we did locally, and it pushed it live, and it is now live. Do you have any more questions or anything more that I can answer? I'll keep looking through the questions here to see if there's anything else that you have. And it doesn't necessarily have to be specific to running locally, but I mean, I'm here just to answer any questions. Eric asked, in your how to build a WordPress theme classroom, how much PHP do you need to know to convert HTML to WordPress? I don't know, like on a scale from 1 to 10, like I don't know how to really answer that question. You do need to know some. I think for the most part, I give you most of the information that you need. Basically, what you want to do is most of the files and most of your themes and templates are actually just running HTML inside a PHP file type, but the PHP is there so it can dynamically generate your title, so it can dynamically generate your content. So remember, like if we look at, let's look at this page here. I mean, most of this stuff is just static content, but we want to be able to, pull in brand new posts when they're there. So that's just a little bit of PHP, and it's just like one line of code. It doesn't take a lot. Obviously, the more that you know, the better and the easier that it is. But I wouldn't say that you need to know a whole lot about have to, you probably don't need to know a whole lot about PHP to work on that conversion. And you'll learn more as you go, because basically what you'll do is you'll be like, okay, well, I need this to be generated. So I need the titles to be generated. I wonder how to do that. And then you can just, I mean, literally this is how I got started. I looked up and just went, okay, I need to display the title. How do I do that? How to display title in WordPress? And all of a sudden, like, that's what I searched in Google, and it came up with, you need the underscore title, parenthesis, semicolon, and wrap that in PHP tags. It's all you need to put, and all the rest is pretty much HTML. So it's pretty simple. More than welcome to try it out, and if it's over your head and you can't, and you'd like a refund, I'd be more than happy to give you a refund. That's no big deal. Ed asks, if an online site has a permalink structure with dates and you want to change it to post names, can that be done simply on the local version and then deployed? You can do it locally and you can test everything out locally, Ed, but then you have to go back and make those changes on the, when you get back to the live site. It probably will push it up, but every time that you move from a local to a live, or from live to local, usually there's some sort of goofy configuration and a page won't load, and it'll say, you know, just, I always, like, the first thing that I do and the first thing that I should have done as soon as we were done here is just go to permalinks and then make sure it's set as the right one, and then just click save changes. And that's going to rewrite your htaccess file, and it's going to do everything that you need to for that site to start working again. So had I went to different pages on this site without doing that, those pages probably wouldn't have loaded. So that's just one kind of side note. And I believe with the duplicator plugin, it does mention that this needs to be done when you deploy from the duplicator. There's a question that says, can I also run WooCommerce with this WordPress locally? Yeah, you can. You can test out different things. You can test out to make sure that your payment gateway is working. You can do everything that you can do live. The thing is that nobody else but you can see this configuration running locally. And so you're not going to get any sales unless it's from yourself. But you can work through all of the different steps. Like, if you have WooCommerce on there, okay, what does the checkout page looks like? Okay, what comes after the checkout page? Okay, what comes after that? You know, you can look at all of those different things. You can, you know, turn on and you can start using the WP or the WooCommerce plugin. And I would recommend, like, before you set up a shopping cart, before you start adding e-commerce stuff like that, you know, that's big configuration stuff that you want to do. You'll want to do that locally because, again, it will upload, it will do things a lot quicker. You know, when you make changes and save things, it's going to do things a lot faster. So that's a good thing. And then once you get almost ready to deploy or, you know, launch your store, then I would, you know, roll it up to your main site. I would test everything again. And then I would keep all that stuff hidden until you're finally ready, you know, have the specific link, but don't have those links on your page, whatnot, to your store, your shopping cart or stuff like that. And then once you're all ready, then you can turn it on and show people and post links to your shopping cart and stuff like that. So that's a good question. Is there a plugin to import HTML pages into WordPress? Of course, it's not always accurate, but worth a try. Okay, so Christian was saying that this was a plugin, or this is a page that might help. This was back for Ed's question, so we'll go here and take a look. It's called the Import HTML Pages, and this basically will bring well-formed HTML pages into WordPress pages. So I've never tried this. This would be a good thing that you could try out. And again, you can try this out locally. It's not going to hurt anything. And if you break, you know, if it doesn't work anymore, if you break, you know, your site, you can basically go and you can remove a copy of an existing website. So if I'd go here and I would go to example.dev, I could click remove, and it would automatically remove that and there'd no longer be there. So it's real simple to do that. Again, if you're using the free version, you can get up to 3 that you can use without having to pay for it. So you can also do subdomains and aliases and stuff like that with the premium version as well. Steve asks, when updating an internet WordPress site from a local one, are the files transferred or is just the content that are changed meant? Is it a smart transfer? Yeah, I believe it is a smart transfer because you saw that it did transfer the different plugins that we've added. It did transfer the, I guess, let me look. I mean, we can take this to, I'm going to open Transmit and I can look at the files on the server. And we can just look at the date stamp and see what happens. So it, we can see that the core files, these are all December 6, 2013. That's, I mean, 2 minutes ago. But if we go into the WP content folder and we look at plugins, we can see that it did all of the plugins as well. So it is not, it doesn't look like it's smart. It looks like it has just transferred everything. And I can't say this for sure, but this might be a something that's happening in 4.0. That would be definitely a good suggestion for them that, hey, I only want to make those transfers faster. And it's going to be a more complicated process because it's going to have to look at the dates and everything. So I don't know if that's even possible or not, but that is that's good information to know. So it basically takes all of your content, your themes, your uploads, your plugins. It's taking all of that and it's pushing it all to the cloud. That's why it took a little bit of time. That was a 48 megabyte size file that we were working with. And so that's why it took some time to get it up to the cloud. But another good question I see coming in is from Jules and says, how do you share a local site with a client for review? That's almost impossible. what I always did when I did development from very scratch. So if I was creating a website from scratch with a client had nothing, I would start working on it locally. And then when I was working on it locally, what I would do is if I needed some advice or you wanted to show them, I would just send screenshots. It's not the best way, but just screenshots. Hey, this is what I'm working on. Maybe I would circle this or circle that. Like, is this what you're looking for? Does this need changed? And then when it got closer, you know, because the worst part about giving a client showing them a half working website, they'll come back and they'll say, well, this is broken and this is broken and this is broken. And like, yes, I know. Like, I just wanted to show you what it's looking like. So that's why I always would send screenshots. And when it got further in development, when things were working, the pages were actually functional and working the way that they should, then that is when I would just deploy. And what I could do there is what I normally did was I just had a subdomain on my main domain. So my business was HartzlerDM.com. And so like if I was deploying this one, I would deploy it to bop.HartzlerDM.com. And just send that out there and say, here's the temporary link. Go ahead and take a look at that. Just make sure when you roll that out, you have the enable site search engines unchecked so that Google's not crawling this dev site. Because I've had that box checked before. And then 6 months later, when the project's over, my site was ranking much better than the client's real site because it had been there much longer. So that's what I would do. That's a great question. Lynn asks, if you are using a premium version, you can import and export using Backup Buddy and you don't have the other import tags you did earlier. It's much easier with Backup Buddy. Yes, I agree, Lynn. It is much easier with Backup Buddy. I did want to showcase like the way that you can do it for free, but if you are more of a premium user, if you want, you can go to, I think I have an affiliate link for Backup Buddy is yourwebsiteengineer.com/Backup Buddy, or just go to ithemes.com/Backup Buddy. And you can, I think it's, I don't know, $39 a site, or, you know, it's a couple hundred dollars for unlimited sites, but basically you can do the exact same thing as the duplicator does, but it's a little bit simpler. The UI is better and I like using that better, but I wanted to show you a free resource and a free way to do that. So great point, Lynn. Joe says, if you're doing team development, a work environment is a way that you can share the dev site with others on a local network from using desktop server, or should you have WordPress running on a local server? So, yes and no. Probably the easiest way to be doing this would be running it on a local server, somewhere where everybody can access it. And then what you could do is you can actually put, what I do normally is I will run and I will put most of my files into Dropbox. That way, if I'm on a different computer, but the problem is everybody has a different computer and it's hard to keep the databases in sync. And so that's really the biggest challenge is doing that. And I believe there's I think I've heard of or seen a service that will keep your databases in sync. But if you have the capabilities of running just a local network within your company, that would probably be the easiest way to do it. That way, everything, you know, everybody is seeing the live version of everything. And the way now with WordPress 3.7, it now shows you if somebody else is editing a page within WordPress. And so that's a really cool thing as well. So if somebody's updating content on the about page, somebody else comes to the about page content, then it's actually going to show you a lock screen and say, hey, somebody else is already editing that. So that's probably what I would do in that case. I don't have a lot of experience with that because I always do everything by myself. So that's a good question though. Next question, what do you do when you have several people working on the same site remotely? That's Brad. That's a great question. I just kind of answered that with Joe. Let's see. Keith says, Panic has a Safari plugin that allows you to take a picture of a website, mark it up, and email it. The only issue, info goes through the Panic server. That's a good solution. Another one that you can do is actually with Evernote. I don't know if you're familiar with Evernote or not, but I have an Evernote plugin installed. And if you click the, once you have the little, it's running here in Chrome. And if you click the button in the backwards the button underneath the escape key, if you do that, it will automatically open up and it will take a screenshot if you like of your site, and then you can make, or of that particular page or that particular area, and you can draw your arrows or circles or anything, and then you can say share, and it'll save that clip, and then it's copied to your clipboard, so then you can paste that and you can send that in an email to somebody else. And it's going to showcase that. It only does that much, as much information that's on your screen. I don't know if Panax will do the full screen. There's also like a browser, a web shot, something that you can install for for Chrome, and it will take a picture of your entire page, and then you can mark that up or do whatever you want for that. So that is that. The answer to that question. Thanks for that suggestion. Anything else? Looks like I've got through the questions. I'm more than happy to stay till any other questions are answered. So desktop server, it's great. You can use the exact same thing with a program called MAMP. You can do a lot of really cool things. There's just so many benefits for running it locally, especially if you have crappy internet in a hotel. There's just so many benefits, and you can make all your updates, your changes, your feature. There's so many things that you can do locally, and that's going to save you time, effort, energy, and it's not going to make you pull your hair out. The worst thing in the world is updating a site or a plugin, and all of a sudden it breaks something, and now you're in a frantic scramble trying to get everything back the way it was. And when it's online, you know, everybody can see it, but when it's on your computer, you're the only one that you can see it. So that's the suggestion that I have. Any other questions? Again, if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to email me, Dustin@yourwebsiteengineer.com. And if you have any suggestions for upcoming webinars, things that you'd like to see, I'm more than happy to take suggestions. I've got 12 more of these to fill up in 2014. I'm so excited. These are one of my favorite things to do on Friday mornings, or at least once a month, because I have the opportunity to do things live in a live setting, interact with you guys, answer any questions that you may have. And so that's really cool, really powerful. And I love doing these things, but I need to know what specifically you want to learn about WordPress or social media or anything along those lines. So again, you will get a copy of this. This is recorded. As long as I had no technical snafus, I will get this ready to go. It'll send out an email. You'll get that later today. And just stay tuned to yourwebsiteengineer.com for more information. The weekly podcast will keep you updated with things that are going on here. And any more questions, you'll get the audio and the video. That's something, as long as I recorded the video properly, I always get worried when I click the button. And then when I'm done, like, I can see the screen flow icon is running. So hopefully that means it is recording everything, and we'll get that out there. So you'll get that in a little bit. I know that there were some things that we probably went through a little quickly, and that's just because I was trying to get all of the information in a time. And you can always go back, watch it, pause it, stop it, record, you know, go back and forth. But go ahead and you can try out desktop server, try it out free, see what you can do with your site. If you have any questions, please let me know. If I don't know the answer, I do know the guys that created this this software, so I can go ahead and ask them specifically, and we can get back with you and answer very, very shortly. So with that, that's a wrap. I'm going to go and see if it's still snowing outside. We're getting some wintry mix here in Ohio, and going to get this stuff wrapped up so I can enjoy my weekend. But till next time, we'll talk to you soon, and have a fantastic weekend, or a early Saturday morning, or whatever time zone that you may be in. And we'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.